Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gregory, what is up, everybody?
I thought that was a baseball jersey you were wearing when I first saw it. I got to be honest with you. I was like, oh, what team is this?
But this looks nothing like a baseball jersey. I mean, I guess the double stripe, maybe?
Well, see, where my camera angle, I had the button part up, so it looked like a full button down. Like, you know, the jerseys have that overlapping.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you have the stripe. I don't know. I was thinking... Yeah, dude. A little chest pubes.
Oh, boy. I get a little hot temptation there.
I was hoping you'd open that up and it'd kind of resemble your hair. Dude. You had like a wave on your chest. You know what I mean?
I should just like put some, some of that gel hairspray.
Yeah, got to be glued. Just pop. Man, get that thing all nice and crisp.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Happy Wednesday or Thursday if you're listening. If you're listening on a Thursday, that means you're not on Patreon. You should get on Patreon. Check it out because you get that early release. It's pretty sweet. But yeah, hope everybody's doing well. I got a couple people in the chat right now. It's good stuff, man.
Hell yeah, brethren. It's been a busy day. I know there's like a lot of shit going on, like a lot of random shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I know I text you guys throughout the day. There's this story from TMZ of this random freaking girl. Like no one knows who it is, but there's like this AI... of herself masturbating. And I'm like, what is with the rise of these like fake AI generated porno films, right?
Well, I mean, it's just a matter of ease, right?
Matter of time, matter of ease.
Well, I want to know what you're
thinking. Now you get like, you can do the same thing without actually having to hire anybody to do it.
That's true. I mean, you're just like, well, see, think about the husbands, right? They're like, come on, baby, send me a video. I'm fucking horny, bro. And she's like,
you just have the AI generate it.
Fucking generates it. And she's like, I don't really feel like it, but here you go, you know. But here's the thing. I'm actually curious what you think. Because when we were talking about it, you were saying like there's a rise in it. But I'm not real sure how big the rise is, right? You had brought up Drake and Taylor Swift. I think Taylor Swift for sure.
Yeah, so let me set the story straight here. Taylor Swift, for sure. That was like a humongous story.
For sure, she claims it's AI.
For sure, yeah. Well, I mean, there was a bunch of AI photos going around Twitter, but
Drake, saw them. Not so sure.
Yeah, I don't know if the Drake video is real or if it's fake, but I know like there's been speculation because they were like, okay, so they had a Taylor Swift thing come out, and then all of a sudden, like Drake's showing his dick in this video. Is that real?
It's Drake's dragon.
Drake's dragon.
Yeah, he had a big old schlong, bro.
The Draco.
Yeah, he was whipping that thing around like he was lassoing a fucking bull. You know what I'm saying?
He's doing the helicopter, gross. Dude.
Well, here's the thing. Like, first of all, yes, like we've talked about the AI, and it's obviously a thing to be concerned with, right? But I was talking to my wife about this the other day, mostly about the Taylor Swift thing. She was talking about it. And I'm like, you know what's weird, though, is that we've always, granted, it's not as good, but we've always had fake porn pictures. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. In videos
where people impose. If you go on any porn site and you type in Taylor Swift, you're going to see Taylor Swift lookalike porn stars. You're going to see fake head implanted on other porn stars. And back in the day, that's how people got off, right? They have an infatuation with Taylor Swift. And they're like, well, it's the closest thing I'm going to get. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and there are some like really good knockoff versions, like the porno versions. Sure. You know, it's definitely like a downgrade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a class C versus the A class. But
yeah,
I mean, it's like, whoa, you actually look like freaking either Taylor Swift or there was, I know back in the day there was Lisa Ann, I think.
Yeah.
The Drinking Bros had her on.
Oh, yeah.
Where she did the Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Yep. Something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it's like, Taylor Swift's fake. Want the look like you can get.
But see, Taylor Swift's fake. What you see on TV, that Taylor Swift's not real, right? Like the real Taylor Swift doesn't look like that. You know what I'm saying? So these porn stars might actually be closer looking to Taylor Swift than we realize, right? Like, because they're not all dolled up like the real thing.
Maybe.
But here's the thing I have an issue with, and I wanted to talk to you about this. With the whole quote-unquote AI porn, do you remember years ago we had the frappening and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? I mean, listen, let's be real. We come from the generation, I'm not saying you or me or anybody, I'm not putting that on anybody, or even in the chat, but we come from the generation of dick pics, of booby pics, bro. This is the generation, ours, where we got the iPhones, had the nice cameras, and you take a picture of your dick,
you get a boob picture. You become the generation that has cameras on their phone for the first time, and of course, the first thing you're going to do is just start taking pictures of your junk.
Yeah, sexting,
bro. We're Gen dick pic.
Now, listen, I'm not saying...
not Gen Z.
I'm not saying that Greg's Gen done D. it, or Chris has done it, or myself. I'm not saying... what I am saying is that our generation absolutely brought sexting into the forefront, okay? And absolutely, we're taking photos or videos of them jerking off or having sex with their partners, all that stuff. That's the thing. So here's what bothers me, though, getting to my point, is that for years, it was very common to have celebrity leaked photos, to have all these naked masturbating videos and all this other shit, right? And now that's kind of subsided. You don't see as many leaked photos from celebrities. But now when there is one, it's immediately AI. And so, like, to me, it's almost like, because Taylor Swift
it's
is...
It's just like a fallout, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an excuse, right?
Yeah, because Taylor Swift has never supposedly, and I trust me, I've actually back in the day looked. I was like, does this chick ever done anything with nude? No, she seems to be fairly clean compared to most celebrities, right? She hasn't
this really, one that just got, like, the AI done to her.
No, it's Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Taylor Swift has never, like, released naked photos or anything like that, like other celebrities have.
Yeah.
So what my point is like, could you say that it's bound to happen at some point, right? Like that she sends something and somebody else gets it or sees it and puts it out on the interweb. Sure.
Oh, yeah. One of these dudes she breaks up with is going to release some shit eventually.
No, she's like fucking mafia-esque, dude. She's at the top pinnacle. Yeah, she'd kill your ass.
I don't think so.
You think some shit might come out, some nudes of her, and then the guy that just disappears?
Well, so I know somebody. Okay, I'm not going to say who it is, but I know somebody who got kind of taken advantage of, right? Like, they hacked their thing. They found a dick pic, and they said if they don't pay them so much money, it was a scam.
Oh, it was a dude?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They said if you don't pay so much money to me, like through, you know, whatever, or transfer money to me, I'm going to release your dick picture. I have all your, like, contacts. I'm going to send, you know, all your contacts are going to get a picture of your dick.
Okay.
And he did.
He gave him money?
He gave him some money. Because he was like, I don't want to have... No, hear me out. I understand. Listen, that can go both ways. I can't explain the story farther because I don't want to do that, right? Like, just for the...
Yeah.
But my point of it is now it's almost like you could be like, if somebody got a picture, right? If my mom got a picture of my dick, I would just be like, Mom, that's AI. That's not even mine. Like, come on. Like, it's an easy scapegoat is all I'm trying to say.
But, I mean, at the same time, I'm like, do you even need a scapegoat? Just be like, yeah, somebody's fucking stole my shit, and now you guys got a picture of my dick.
Well, I mean,
you're welcome.
Yeah,
so what makes me think of it's like, are they trying to prepare us for something? Like, is there going to be a large cache of videos and photos coming out of people that we know that's like, hey, that's just a deep fake, bro? Because we've been talking about deep fakes for fucking ever.
It wouldn't surprise me that would be something that people jump through as an excuse.
Sure.
But there's...
just found an article from Business Insider says deep fake porn is a huge problem. Here are some of the tools that can help stop it. And then it's talking like from kids. You know what I mean?
The problem is, though, with people using it as like a scapegoat, especially if you're like a political figure or like a celebrity and you're just like, oh, it's just somebody making AI stuff. It's not real. Well, I mean, it's pretty easily debunkable to prove whether it's real or not.
You can some of them are.
You can run it through programs and tell whether if it's a genuine video or a genuine picture.
Yeah, but the problem is that's beyond. So, Chris, I think the one thing that would go against that, because I do agree with you, would be the court of public opinion has already happened. And it doesn't matter if they run it through a thing and say, no, it's fake. People are going to believe it or they're not. You know what I mean? That's kind of where we're at. Like, if a picture comes out, even the Taylor Swift, like, people jump to conclusions.
There's
going
to be a percentage of people that, they hear the one headline and then don't pay attention to the other one.
Well, I'm just saying, if Taylor Swift, just like right now, Taylor Swift comes out, it's like, that's fake. That's a fake. That's not me. That's AI. And I'm like, sure. Like, fuck out.
Well,
here,
yeah. Well, that's, see, with Taylor Swift, if something came out like that and she's like, oh, that's just an AI picture, the majority of people looking at it are going, looks good to me.
Yeah, but to Greg's point, like, you take this past...
Doesn't matter, right? A porn pick's a porn pick.
Yeah.
I'm saying you take past porn. I mean,
there's already
porn.
Pictures of like that of her out there.
Like, the porn is the starting point. It's the easiest one. It's the humiliation factor. But, like, Greg, to Greg's point, like, what if you see somebody committing murder? What if you see somebody trafficking somebody or making a deal behind closed doors or saying things?
Or just, like, children, you know what I mean? Like, that's where you draw the line and you go, okay, so what are we going to do about this?
I agree.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, pornography is legal, but if you're making a pornography film or, like, video or whatever of somebody who does not consent to that... It's like, that's against the law, right? So you should be punished.
Well, but see, that's the thing, though. But it's not, though.
Is
that's
it the, against the law if you're not actually using them?
It's not them. It's their image. It's their face.
It's their likeness. You'd have to get, you'd have, you could, might be able to sue amongst.
There's a fine line there.
No,
you're
but listen,
using
if,
their likeness.
If you were to fuck Taylor Swift, okay, say you met her and you got the opportunity to have sex with her and you filmed it and then put it on the internet, that would her being like, that is not my consent. We hadn't, you know, we agreed. Like, we were going to have sex, but we were not to share this, and you did that, and that would be big trouble. But the weird kind of middle gray ground is what happens when it's some other person and you just impose their face, right? It's not Taylor Swift.
Well,
they're not having sex.
There's millions of those out there already.
There already are those.
Yeah.
For every
celebrity.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the whole, that's why the Hollywood writers went on strike is because they were going to be using AI to write things, and then also like the celebrities were also like saying, yeah, I don't want, you know, these big name films and producers to be using my face as an AI feature and not pay me, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like it's gonna get to a point where they can copyright their face. I know that sounds weird, but like it's always been like your name or your brand's copyrighted so nobody else can steal it, right? And even like you know, J-Lo getting insurance on her ass, and people are doing these weird things where they insure parts of their body that are significant, right? Because if something happens, they're going to lose money, clearly. Like, there, if that becomes an issue, I think you're going to see celebrities taking pictures of their face and, like, copywriting their face, right? So if somebody uses it, it's copyrighted. You know what I'm saying? That's Tom Cruise's face.
You know what they're going to do, though? They're going to add a mole or a freckle. Be like, oh, it's different. See, I mean, I changed it a little bit. You know?
I mean, that's
add a
that's
wrinkle
possible.
Here, you know, a that's crevice
possible.
There.
That's possible, man. But, you know, listen, that's, I don't know. I don't know how you handle it.
Well,
I really don't.
The girl originally that I sent you guys the, you know, the article was Bobby Althoff. I have no idea who the hell this is.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
But she was claiming that deep fake porn masturbation video ain't me. It's freaking AI.
See, that sounds fake to me. I'm sorry. I got to be real with you. It sounds fucking fake. It sounds like she masturbated, got caught, and was like, this isn't me. She's trying to save face. That's
what
it sounds
like. Yeah, because if it's just
a podcaster.
If it's just if it's just a no-name person, why would somebody AI you? Why would you just spend the time to make an AI version of this nobody?
Well, she's a no-namer to us, but she has 3 million followers on Instagram, bro. I mean, people know who this fucking chick is.
But listen, publicity, bro. Now she's on the news. Now she's her face is all over, and now people have sympathy. And now her podcast is going to go from 3 million to 6 million.
Yeah, because now the search bar is loaded with her name constantly now.
I'm not I want to be clear. I'm not saying that she did or didn't. I'm just saying, like, when you look at the entire picture of what's happening, like, it seems like it very well could be a publicity stunt. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen.
Same thing with that guy who bought the $9,000 Trump shoes. There were articles all about him calling him like a Russian puppet. And then he came out and made like a social media like video saying, hey, I'm actually from Ukraine. I donate to this Ukrainian like charity all the time. My charity's made over millions of dollars and donated to Ukraine. But thanks for looking into it. And then it turns that into like a pivot that the right can use as like a sellable story to be like, oh, well, look how quickly the left jumps on these figures just because he's like a shoe head or a sneaker head or whatever the fuck you call him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just think the girl, like, just from an analyst or analyzation of not knowing who she is or not being a follower of hers, if a woman comes on, she's fairly attractive. Most men are going to be like, what's this about? I mean, you even did, right? You're like, wow, this is an interesting story. Like, this chick supposedly masturbated. She's saying it's AI. You know, here she is. Like, guys are going to look into that. Like, what is this? What's this about? Especially ones that don't know, mm-hmm. right? So then they what? They go to her show and they want to hear her talk about it. They want to hear. And then, you know, it just seems. She probably masturbated, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Come on, dude.
Dude, that you remember that one chick that got caught masturbating on the beach? She should have said it was AI.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she did. Oh,
that
yeah.
was just an AI fake. Yeah, yeah. That was a deep fake.
Yeah. Oh, she's actually dead now.
Yeah, I know. She killed herself. That's,
she killed herself?
Whatever.
I think so, yeah.
The girl that masturbated supposedly. On the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, supposedly she fucking killed herself because of the whole shame. She wanted to go to heaven. That's what I... No, I'm just kidding.
I
well, that's no way to do that.
Well, she didn't really kill herself.
Yeah. I mean, the problem was his kids walked by. That was the problem. That was the issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. You can't be doing that on a public beach.
I mean, yeah, come on, man. People fuck in cars. They fuck on beaches. They fuck in the mall bathroom. You know what I'm saying? But, like, as soon as a kid walks in, that's the risk you take, bro. Yeah. It's a risk you take because kids can't see that. They don't need to be exposed to that. Now, if I was to walk by... Or me and my wife, and I saw that, I'd be like, what is this bitch doing? You know, like, I would just laugh and move on. Like, this chick can't even hold it until she gets home, man. But no, it's kids, man.
If no, kid, Dave would be like, hold on. I got to record this.
Oh, no. Fuck no. I wouldn't do that.
I got to like, zoom no, in. Oh, God. No. I got her. Dude, I would totally do that. Like, if I was like,
you'd film her?
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, we got to get this.
Greg, that's the consent issue, bro. Then you post it and then game over, man.
I'm not posting that shit. I'm keeping it for myself.
I'd probably just say hi. You just yell over and be like, hope you're feeling good. You know, and then she just gets really like red and shit. She runs off the beach. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just hear it like in the wind.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. That thing was violent, bro.
Oh, was she like using a toy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. A little rabbit or something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. I'm just keeping my eye on the whole AI thing because I think this year will be the year of AI. I think it's going to be the year of alien contact and AI generation. Like, it's just going to, like, blow the fuck up. Like, we're going to see shit
AI
like we've never
in
seen
both
before
terms, alien interaction and artificial intelligence.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Sure. Yeah, man. I definitely agree. There's a lot of things that are happening with AI, and it's getting better and better. And sure, yeah. I mean, it's the very beginning. I think over the next 10 years, it's going to be really wild. You know what I'm saying? Just like with how, I mean, think of like 10 years from now, bro, where we were 10 years ago and where we're going to be 10 years from now. Like, it's going to be pretty insane. And people have to take into consideration when they're talking about these like unions and shit, talking about the actors, like we talked about earlier, they're going to have to take that into consideration because there was a guy that just posted a video that was made in AI. And he showed a video that was made maybe 6 or 8 months ago on AI. It was terrible. Lots of glitches, lots of weird movements. And this other video that was made was not perfect, but pretty goddamn good. You know what I'm saying? So it's advanced that much over the course of a year or whatever it's been. Mm. And it looks as good as any video game. You know what I'm saying? Like a high, you know, those cut scenes in video games. So like, yeah, we're not far off of having real AI video. You know what I'm saying? Where they can make small, short videos and even full length videos for that matter.
Yeah, there's no reason why they couldn't make movies and shit.
They just had these weird quirks where, like, the guy was walking and, like, his leg would just switch to the other leg for some reason. Like, because AI
it's always, like, the limbs and the fingers, dude. I don't get what the fuck it is about AI, but it can't get fingers right.
He was walking and then, like, his right leg just, like, melded into his left leg. Like, there's still those glitches where they can't quite get the movements, you know what I'm saying, those kind of things right, but... That will change once the algorithm advances. That will change.
Well, Chris, go to our bookmarks because this is Will Smith, I think, like faking it. I mean, I don't think this is Will Smith, his personal account, but like,
it says
like AI video 1 year ago, AI video now. The AI video now is actually Will Smith, I think. I don't think that's AI.
Oh, okay.
But look how bad that, I'm just like, want to see, like, look how bad it is up on the top.
Yeah.
Like that used to be how AI looked.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty bad, dude.
Yeah. That's actually just Will Smith.
Yeah. And he's kidding. And he's then like he pretends like he's going to eat this guy's hair.
Low times for Will Smith. Like the year,
I know
this
right?
is it's what like, you're doing whoa. Now.
He's like, my big movie of the year was a meme of me eating spaghetti.
Yeah, I'm making spaghetti films, dude.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, I'm here for it. I think AI has, there's a lot of great things that are going to come from AI, and there's a lot of things that we need to really keep our eye on with AI. It's like everything else, man. There's going to be good and bad with it, and how regulated are they going to get it? You know, that's what it's going to come down to. Like, how much is the government going to intervene on it? You know?
They're going to try it. I mean, I feel like it's going to get to a point where it's so good mm-hmm. where there's going to have to be some kind of regulation on it. Otherwise, mm-hmm. there could be a lot of bad shit going on.
Well, the thing that pisses me off about AI the most, and you've both seen this now. Actually, Greg, you texted about this a while back. So we've been using some AI images and stuff and trying to like play around with it. The issue is you can't even, with these programs, you can't even, there's keywords that you can't do that are very biased.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I was trying to do something with Tucker Carlson. Can't do it. Can't do anything with Russia. Can't do anything with Putin. Can't do anything. Like, these main figures that are, like, quote-unquote, Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
You can't use them. And those are all the platforms. They say you can't use any violent things.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you're using.
It's not
using,
all of them. It's like
because there are some. There are.
No, dude, I was using, before that, I was using the one off of, what was the program? The what's it starts with a D?
Forget what it was.
What the hell is that called?
I don't know. I'm using one right now that I can use Trump all day, dude. Really? I think it doesn't matter.
Okay, that's good.
So, I mean, there's some that are out there. You just have to search and find them.
Yeah, but the problem is the mainstream ones. Besides Bing, which is a big one, right? The other one that I was using was off of that.
It was the ChatGPT.
Whatever it was. It was one of the first ones. And same, very regulated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the ones that are like a lot of people are not. Yes, you can find some, I'm sure. Like Greg said, absolutely. But I'm just saying the ones that are like there and common are regulated, you know, and it's like it's going to be like social media where like all the content you're going to see created, a lot of it's going to be very biased, left leaning shit, you know, and that's the other issue with it. How do you have a free open AI?
You have to have an open person who creates it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that was actually the concern. I just heard this on a podcast. I think this was on Dan Bongino, but the concern was that AI will begin telling people the truth. You know what I mean? And they were summating or in summation, it was like, that's why Elon Musk bought Twitter, because he wanted the truth to be developing this AI algorithm. And he wants AI to have the truth in it. And
well,
when
that's
you
why
go
he's
to ask
zone,
an
huh?
AI generator, like, what is going on with this, this, and this? Like, it would actually tell you the truth to the answer and not the propaganda that they are trying to push down your throat.
See, I'm reverse, man. I think that's never going to happen. I think that whole like idea of the AI is going to help the truth come out. Like the way that the algorithm's built on at least right now, the way that they're set up, they're using modern shit to get the image or get the dialogue that you're looking for, right? They're scanning the internet and they have all this data. And a lot of that shit on the internet is biased. It's all left-leaning shit. So they're going to have to tamper with the algorithm to get it to be fair in the first place, right? Like, even if you, like, type in, mm-hmm. like, I played on it for hours. I mean, especially when I first got the program, hours and hours I was playing on the AI programs. And, like, you could set it up all the right way, exactly what you want to happen, and it would come out sometimes where it's like, that's opposite of what I was looking for, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I wanted a riot situation in Washington, D.C., you know, like with that kind of imagery. And it was like peaceful protesting, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't real. Like, it was not what I was wanting. But for whatever reason, the algorithm took it into like, oh, no, it's not rioting. It's fucking peaceful. You know what I mean? Like, and so, like, that's what concerns me is how do you get, like, if it's all based off of what's already out there, mm-hmm. and Greg, I'm asking you this mostly, but if it's based off of what's out there and what's out there is fake and false, a lot of it, how do we get to the truth? How do you even make it become like where it's truth?
Yeah. And so that's my point too, is because like history is written by the ones who win the wars. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you have this streamlined historical database and everything in there is inaccurate, how do you slowly crack that away, chisel it away and dust it off and introduce this whole other realm that is like, oh, well, now it's saying that this might be the most probable answer. You know what I mean? Because it's going to come down to statistics, and the AI generator is going to give you, there's going to be a path, right? Like there's going to be a point in the question where it goes, do I give you this answer or do I give you this answer? And it will, you know, it, depending on the percentage, it'll, you know, switch. And so it's like, what amount of data will it take to give you the better answer?
Well, I don't,
and what is always the better answer, you know?
I don't know if it would end up being what amount of data, because it, all the data is there already. I think it would have to be how good and how smart are they making the AI for it to understand the data before it gives it to you, and then decipher, okay, I got all this data. Clearly, this part is wrong.
Compared, I don't think all the data is there.
Anything that's on the internet, right? Or is it limited? Nope. Is the AI built to only use specific outlets of information?
I think it's limited to only use a specific outlet, right?
Because I don't know if that's true.
You have to train the algorithm to let the data that you want it to be trained on.
Well,
you know,
if you're
saying the truth is on Wikipedia, it's going to go, well, I don't know about that. And if you go, well, it's on Webster's Dictionary or whatever, the, you know, historychannel.com, then they go, okay, so flat
earth. My understanding that is it's really taking the entire internet's algorithm. Like, it's looking, it's almost like scanning in a millisecond the entire, you know what I mean? Like,
is that how it's working, though?
That's
or
what I,
is it
that
fed?
Was my understanding. That was, I'm not saying that that's what it is. That's my understanding of it. But the problem, to kind of go with what Chris was saying, the information's all there, but here's the deal. How much... I don't remember the exact number, so I'm going to make this up, but like Trump's coverage was 70% negative to 30% positive. So if an algorithm's taking all the data, it's saying, well, 70% of what is coming in is negative and only 30% is positive. It's going to be more to the negative than it is to the positive, regardless of what the data is right or wrong.
Yeah. So then at that point, it's going to have to be a change in direction from what is published.
But see, you're talking about the mainstream media.
Yeah.
So like 70% negative, 30% positive.
So
but what about like Gateway Pundit, New York Post, conservativebeaver.com, like these random fucking conservative, you know, like these weird, like welovetrump.com.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
Yeah. I think those are two like that's where you're probably saying is that like, is it scanning our show? No, probably not, bro. Like, let's be real, right? Or is it scanning these lower level podcasts? Yeah. Probably not. But it's looking at the entirety of what covers, like when you Google something, that 100 list of the top 100, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's seeing. And we may not be in there and other people may not be in there.
That would be another question. Like, how is the AI getting its information? Is its pathway just through Google?
I don't know.
Because then they have complete control of what it sees.
Yeah. So what I think it is like it's a background database, because I've experienced this. You know, I'm a data guy where you can build a data lake, which is continually growing. Like if you throw out a survey and you have these people answer it at random times of the day, random times of the year, and it's continually getting data, it's continually learning how to analyze that data. And each response, people type differently. They type typos. They don't have proper English. That, you know what I mean? So it's like the algorithm will always look for specific patterns and specific data and group it together depending on how you tell it to. Mm. So it is like saying if the data coming in is tainted and it's biased, then it will give you a biased result. 100%.
But see, here's the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that like your truth is not somebody else's truth, and that will never change. It will never fucking, right? Like you can look at one thing and have 30 people, random people, look at that very same thing and have different conclusions to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like it's not, I think it's very easy to say there's a left and a right perception, but there's actually an individual perception of truth. You know what I'm saying? Like your truth is not my truth, right? Like, we may agree, but you view it a little differently than I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say like the perception, like the way we perceive the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the truth is what it is, but the way we perceive it is...
It is what it is in a perceived aspect, right? Like, that's what I'm trying to say is even if it got to a point where, let's say what you were saying earlier, the AI can prove all things that are true. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it though? Because if they come out and say, no, it's actually, you are better to be liberal. Like, that is truth. Like you would argue that all day and every day. You'd be like, that's not fucking
true.
It
is truth that Sasquatch exists.
Exactly. Let's say that's right.
But Greg would say that's not true.
It's true that there's multiple genders, right? Let's say it comes out and says, no, after all the data, there are multiple genders. Like your personal, your personal feeling about that will not change because AI says so.
Yeah.
And what if they come out and say God does not exist? Right? Because you can't prove it. You can't touch it. You can't see it. You can't, right? And no one that's Christian is going to be like, fucking AI is right. We got to listen to AI. Like you have your perceived truth.
Or if AI came out and was like, I am God.
Yes, there you go. That'd be scarier. But that's what I'm saying. Like when you were saying that like AI will make all truths happen.
Well, some people think
that
that's, yeah, some people think that's going to be the false, the second beast of the revelation will be an AI generated God type of thing that comes out where people go, I trust this thing way more than I trust any politician that's coming out right now. And there's actually a Black Mirror episode about that where people vote for the AI generated algorithm and it wins the fucking president.
Oh, none of these candidates.
Yeah.
I just feel like with the whole like Antichrist or coming, second coming, so like all the craziness, like that changes every decade. And that's why I just don't subscribe to it. Because like Hitler was the Antichrist. And then Trudeau's the Antichrist, and Trump is the Antichrist. Prince Williams, like it gets Obama, the big one, like right, like we forgot about Obama, the anti. I'm like, okay, there is gonna be one, but like it's real easy for us just to jump on, like, oh yeah, that all the images of Antichrist. But come on, man, you know what I mean? Just because you like don't like that person, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like global warming.
I'm saying first, AI. First,
it's going to be so hot, every lake in the country is going to dry up, but then the ice caps are going to melt and everything's going to flood. But then they're building brand new condos on the coast.
Well, that was like 1970 that they said we got a couple years left, man.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Right now it's AI, but like AI will come and it will do its thing just like the internet. Right. And we're going to have to figure it all out, but then like aliens will come and then they will be the considered Antichrist.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Figure it all out. This is the thing we need to. And then after the aliens come and we're like all peaceful and everything's fine, then it's going to be the next thing, whatever that fucking thing is, you know? And so I just like, I can't get what into would that.
Dude, I heard a crazy story that was like, that when the aliens come, that it would be Jesus returning.
Yeah.
And this kind of fits into the Raelians, you know what I mean? This is kind of a weird conversation, but like the Raelians think that the aliens are actually like the Elohim from the Bible.
Yeah.
And so that they would be, you know, they're the ones who created us. That's what the Raelian movement thinks.
Yeah.
But I actually heard a crazier idea that it would be Jesus returning as an alien, not like what we think they would look like. Right. But Jesus would be returning. And then they're trying to get us afraid of this alien invasion because they want us to kill, quote unquote, the Jesus. That
returned. What if the aliens did show up and one walked out and he's like, my name is Jesus.
That's what the Raelians say, that fucking Jesus is up there. Dalai Lama's up there.
No, I think that what you're saying, that I've heard that. And I think it's a fun and interesting theory behind it. But like, I don't think it's that they want us to be afraid to kill Jesus coming down because he looks like an alien, quote unquote. Right. That's, I think what it is they want us to be afraid of Jesus coming. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Not kill him, though. Well, like, we're not going to kill him. But I'm just saying, like, when he comes, everybody's like, fuck that.
I'd be afraid of Jesus coming, too. You imagine the power behind that thing?
That's almost sacrilegious.
Oh, yeah.
But they always say he's, like, peeing when it rains. That when we were kids? Like, that's just God peeing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Quit peeing on us, God. I know we sinned today. I should have masturbated in the bathroom. You know,
so this one theory, though, was like, that's why Trump created the Space Force, because he wants to battle away the return of Jesus Christ. I'm like, what?
Listen,
it gets fucking wild.
It gets wild. There's like Joe Rogan was talking. I was telling you guys like a week ago, like I've been traveling for my work. And so I've been listening to more like Rogan and shit, like the podcast, because I actually have time to do that. Right. And he had Brett Weinstein on. And I don't remember if it was Brett's or the guy the next episode, but they were talking about the theory behind, you know, like us being like vessels for souls for this interdimensional being, which actually could be, you know, the biblical thing that we're talking about, just is not in the form that we all recognize it, but it's the same principle.
Dude, that's like that's the whole idea of, yeah, that's the whole idea of the Antichrist, is that the Antichrist on Earth doesn't know that they are going to become the Antichrist until the Antichrist soul fills the body of that person. And the person is just a vessel for the spirit of the Antichrist to be carried around it.
I just feel like it's like burning witches, you know, like that's what I feel like the whole Antichrist thing is like.
Dude, religion is very like mystical. Like there's a lot of like, you got to reach quite a bit.
But see, when you say that, what bothers me of like, not, this isn't you obviously, but I'm saying what bothers me about that theory, that thought is that like, you could be a great person, right? Like you could live a great life. You could mean well, as you're saying, right? Like they don't actually know that they're going to be this. So you could do all the right things, become powerful, you know, based off of however, whatever it is, right? Lead people. And then all of a sudden you can become evil and they can like burn you at the stakes. And you're like, what? Yeah. What? And they're like, no, you could be great the whole time, but it's just that one moment you get the Antichrist in you, bro. But my question would be
if there was an Antichrist and it is this energy or this soul waiting for the perfect vessel to occupy, right? Mm-hmm. Why would you wait till they're an old adult?
I think it has to do with it has to do with influence and power.
Yeah,
right? But you're the Antichrist. I mean, you have the fucking power.
Yeah, but like he just said,
like why wouldn't you jump in when it's young and then start your destruction early?
I think maybe the idea would be like, if I'm just throwing out a guess, like let the person build like natural power, right? Like make people really believe in you because you're honest and good, and people trust because you can sense people. I believe that, right? Like, you can be around somebody and be like, that's a fucking shady person.
Somebody's energy,
And so, like, let them become powerful based off of people believing in them and then alter them after they get all that power, right? That's the same with music, right? Let Taylor Swift become super famous and then corrupt her once she is famous.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? That principle. Now, again, listen, I think the problem is when we see the Antichrist, whenever that day
comes, was the would the
it's going to be biblical, dude.
Would
it's
the Antichrist be like the devil, be Satan?
No, it's not the. I don't think it's the same.
No, so like the way that I understand it is the Antichrist would be someone that heavily is persuadable. Like it's like I just listened to that Tim Pool. I don't know if you guys listened to that episode that I sent you, but. One of the guys rattled off a list of all the qualifications for the Antichrist. And it's like, it's not someone who is beloved by everybody. That's like a common mistake that everybody thinks. It's like, oh yeah, the Antichrist, everybody's going to love him. It's like, well, no, there's like a select few that will be extremely loyal to him. And then he will grow in population and grow in popularity and all that stuff. But it's like, it's one of those things where it has to be like this highly qualified person that's like really prestigious, is full of themselves. So I mean, Donald Trump kind of fits a lot of them,
sure,
a lot of like the qualifiers, but there's just some where I'm just like, dude, I don't know.
I just feel I like it's really easy to jump the gun, man. Like what we've seen throughout history, like the Hitlers and the Stalins and all the just the terrible shit, the mass suicides or the mass killings. Like that's evil. That's just straight.
But just like you said, like Hitler started out as a great leader. Everybody loved him. He was charismatic, great speaker. Everybody was like, dude, he's doing great things for our economy and the world.
He did.
And then he just fucking switched, dude. So I don't know. Maybe the Antichrist filled his brain.
Or people like can't handle power. You know what I'm saying? Like we as people, we're not meant to lead millions of people. You know, like we're not gods, right? Like we're not these people. Like, you know, if you look at our history of humankind, right, like we led
maybe
tribes.
That's what the Antichrist means.
It could be, but
Ashley Halliburton says has the spirit of Satan.
Has the spirit of Satan, yes. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not actually trying to say that I'm like well-versed in this.
Does the Antichrist have to be a person?
I think so. I think that's what it's based off of, yeah.
I don't know. See, that's the whole thing is like this whole, like all of the Bible is very abstract to me. You know, where it can be you can think of it as a person or a system or like a country,
like
you know what I mean?
Like in the internet.
Well, no, it's like AI itself. You could ask. And that's why there's so many weird factions, right? That's why there is really bad religions. There's, I mean, think about the God Hates Fags movement, right? Right, like the Westboro Baptist Church. Those people were reading things similar to what everybody else is reading and absolutely took it a fucking weird direction. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you can read, again, it's a perception. You can read it, and if a group of people get together and decide that that's what it means, then that's what it means to them.
Mm. Yeah. You know? The Raelians started with the Bible.
Yeah.
Like the Raelian alien, like they believe in the alien clones of human DNA. That all like stemmed from reading the Bible.
So but Joe, like, Joe Rogan was
talking
about. Where
do you guys get these ideas?
He's like, bro, this one part of the Bible where it talks to, I don't remember who it was. I'm not as well versed in it, but he was talking about seeing the circle inside of a circle and it was spinning and it was following these like these entities around. Oh, yeah. And it's like, he's, you know, and to a person that, I don't know if Joe Rogan's read the Bible or not. I have no idea. But to a person that may not know the Bible well, it sure sounded like something that's like UFO-like. You know, and so that's what he was like asking was like
they saw it in the sky.
Yeah, he saw. Yeah, they saw. It was a glowing orange like brass ball, and it looked like there was a sphere inside of a sphere spinning, and there was these tall entities, and this thing was moving with them, and every time the entity would move, it would follow, and it sounds like a spaceship, right? Because if you remember, who was it? Bob Lazar, who was talking about inside the spaceships, seemed to be like it was controlled from their being. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like they controlled it mentally. And so, you know, and that's where people are throwing those ties in, right? There was, you know, the Bible wasn't referencing things that they didn't understand at the time. You know, because you know that whole saying where if you were to go back 1,000 years and bring them a car, and like you were to implant a car 1,000 years ago, they wouldn't even grasp the idea of that car. Like, right? They would see it and be like, what in the, this is magic. This is insane. You know, or the idea of the internet, like they would, it would be godly to them. Right. So, and we saw the old paintings.
Well, that's why they described God as like flying in the chariot, sky with the chariot of fire, because they don't understand like a UFO. Yeah. Like a
but that's what he was saying.
Ship.
Yes.
They don't know what a ship is. It's a chariot. Like it's a horse drawn carriage.
That's
know?
What he was asking. Was were these things here the entire time? Right. Like, is this part of. Because I think when you say aliens, we all think of like a being from another planet and this and that. Like, what if it is just interdimensional? What if it is something that actually is part of the whole process that we all believe, like Christianity, religion? What if it actually is part of that? And we just don't, we're not grasping the idea from the book. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if it is?
Mm-hmm.
What if what they were describing were those? Like, that's, I'm not saying I prescribe to it. I'm just saying that's what people are asking, you know?
Well, and not only that, but there's so many different religions. It's like, how do you know which one is the correct one? But the thing that will always get me is that whenever you have these demonic possessions, alien encounters, and people want them to stop, when they call out Jesus's name, it fucking stops, dude.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know how to explain that.
Well, I also, like, you know, I feel like... my family was never like overly religious in any aspect. They were even like my wife's dad has always been like, he's been interested in many religions. Like he's Christian, but he also has looked and read books about all religions, right? Like he's wanted, he was curious about it. And I think it's great. But like when you look at that, and I've always been curious about that stuff. When I've had moments in my life where I felt closer to God, right? Like where I was like, oh, mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about. I wasn't, you know, screaming for Muhammad, you know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't what was coming to me. Now, granted, I grew up around...
You weren't taught that, though. You know what I mean?
Well, I know, but that's the thing is, like, if you feel a presence, like, you feel drawn towards something. You know what I'm saying? And if that was something else, and some people do. Some people get drawn towards Buddhism. You know what I'm saying? For whatever internal thing that they have, right? They gravitate towards that, or they gravitate towards...
Well, I'm just saying, like, your culture, the girlfriend, you guys all went to church together. It's like the church preaches Christianity.
I understand,
you know what
that,
I mean? So
that's
you guys that, went to like a Buddhist camp or something.
I understand that, but what I am saying is, and maybe you haven't had that feeling, okay? But like when, like, listen, I understand having that feeling and thinking that it's Jesus, right? Or thinking God. And so I went to church, and I was an active member of church for a long time, right? I didn't go to church and be like, this isn't what I was thinking, you know? Like, this isn't the spirit that I felt in me. I was like validated that this is where I'm supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And like, if you're a God and you can give people that, you know, they say like you can feel God's presence, right? Like when you really open yourself up, you can feel God's presence. That's what they say, right? in a time like of crisis or so, like you, if you're open, God can come into you. You know that saying?
Yeah.
If I was to go to a church, let's say I went to a Muslim church or you know, whatever. If I went in there and I was just like, I'm not feeling this, you know what I'm saying? Like that would be me knowing that that's not where I'm supposed to be. You know what I mean? And I felt that when I went to a Christian church, I felt like this is where I was crying. I was like emotional. Like I felt welcome. And this is where
you just went through a life, very traumatic, life changing event, right?
You're missing my point.
That has some sway.
Yeah. That's not what I'm talking about at all, dude. I'm you're talking about,
I know what you're saying.
No, you're talking about
like when you go into a place
that
you feel like the,
that's not what I'm saying.
You're saying that didn't have any,
that's why you went into
it. Why you felt that.
Listen, there's two segments. You're talking about the instant gratification. You're talking about the immediate, like I got in a wreck and I felt like I my life was spared, right?
But then you went to church after that.
I know, but my point is if.
But you wouldn't even have been there if it wasn't for that.
I've been to church before, like, many times.
I know,
I understand,
but
that,
you had more of a reaction for it because of the.
Yes,
what you
I was drawn.
Yeah, it meant more. It was like, I was meant to be here. Like I was saved to go here. Like, oh, this means more.
The two. Yes, you can. Because if you can go to church, if I felt in the moment like that was what I needed to, I could go to church and then fall out of it very quickly. You get what I'm saying? Like in the moment, do you ever get like an orgasm? Think of a fucking orgasm, right? In the moment of sex, you're like, yes. And then you come and you just want to go to bed. You're over it. You're done. It's over. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like you just want to sleep. There was no, like, I had that feeling. And then I went to church and was validated even more so and kept going for a long period of time. Right. Because I felt like this is right. Like I made the right decision to come here. So there is a difference because you could go and just for that week, feel like you've, you know, you need to be here because your life was saved or you felt like you come. And then like, you're just like, I don't really want to go, you know, like it's like the gym or anything else, man. Like the fact that I went and continued to go for a long period of time to me was validation that was the right thing for me. That's why I'm trying to say they're separate because, and the initial thing is like going to recovery and then staying in recovery, right? A lot of people go to recovery. They don't stay in recovery. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think you wouldn't have, if you would have not been in the accident and had that moment of like, oh my God, in just one day you decided to go to church, you probably wouldn't have the same feeling.
I don't know. But what I am saying is that if you're a drug addict and you're on the brink, or say you almost die from an overdose, right? Getting that person to go to a treatment center is a huge step. It's a huge win, right? Because they got there. Right. Mm-hmm. But many don't make it past that point. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like getting there is just step one. That's what I'm talking about. Like, and that usually does take something happening, right? Like an addict who's living life and functioning is not necessarily going to go to a rehab center, but if they almost die,
I know, but
I mean, yeah, dude, I mean, that happened to my stepdad. He was addicted to smoking cigarettes. And then, I mean, he had an aneurysm and then now he doesn't smoke anymore because the fucking cigarettes caused the aneurysm. But I know exactly what you're saying, dude. It's that spark.
That,
and people get these, they have these come to Jesus moments where they ask Jesus for help and they get it. It's like somehow, some way it happens right after they ask for it. So it's like that validation is very hard to disprove. You know what I mean? And that's what it would take for somebody to be like, yeah, that proved to me God is real. Jesus is real. This is it. You know, I don't need any more proof than that.
Yeah.
But some people never get that. You know, they will ask forever and ever and never receive anything. So it's like, it's hard for some people to get that clenching moment that will draw them in.
Yeah.
And that's why so many people stay addicted to drugs and all, you know, going back to your scenario here, you know, it's like they never have that instant gratification moment where they go, oh yes. Okay. This is the path I was supposed to be on.
And I understand that, man. Trust me. I totally understand that. But I also feel like just my personal opinion, man, is that like, I feel like we are given those things all the time. I feel like, listen, I'm not trying to get crazy religious, man, or anything. I feel like we're given those signs all the time. And it's up to us to see those signs or not see those signs, right? You know, the whole idea, like with ghosts, for example, right? Like children, they're more open, so they're more susceptible to seeing something that we don't, because we're not as open to seeing it. And so if you shut yourself out from seeing a miracle or seeing something that, like, dude, is, say your father passed away and he's giving you a sign.
Yeah.
Some people say, like, I've never seen something. I've never had validation that my dad was with me, right? Me either. But there's a lot of people that, like, are open to the idea, and they see something, right? Or and then some people
it's
say...
It's just like that movie, that Obama movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Leave the World Behind?
Yeah.
The girl was lying in the bed, and she was telling the story to her mom. She's like, you know, like, the story about, like, the sailor and, like, waiting for Jesus and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And, like... A guy came out, like, there was a flood happening, and he was, like, praying for Jesus to save him. And then a guy came out with a boat saying, hey, hop on the boat. Nope. Yeah. Guy came out with a helicopter. No. And then so he ended up drowning when asked Jesus, like, why didn't you send me help? He's like, dude, I sent you so many times, you just didn't listen or you couldn't see it, you know?
Yeah. You're not looking at all these things as, like, an actual, like, sign. You're just thinking that they're normal. Like, it's a normal thing, you know? And again, you could take that too far. Right.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was going to say, dude. You can look at everything as a sign.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that see things that aren't there.
I mean, we've seen videos. Yeah. I've certainly seen videos that I'm like, man, like that one always gets me, bro. The two older women, and I think it was their mother that passed away.
Like the red bird. What was it?
It was a red bird, whatever it was.
The swallow?
The cardinal.
The red-breasted swallow. Yeah,
cardinal. And, like, the mother had specifically told them, like, I'm going to come back as a bird to see you. And, like, the day after or 2 days, the funeral
it
day.
It was the exact bird.
The bird would not leave them. It was on them, and it was just jumping back and forth on these two women. And it's like, bro, I mean, listen, how many times has a bird just hung out with you? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, those kind of things, like, that's hard to ignore that. If I told you, I'm going to, hey, Chris, if I pass, man, I'm going to be a gecko, bro, and I'm going to fucking pester you. And all of a sudden you're in your house and there's a gecko on your couch just chilling with you. You'd be like, what the fuck? There's never been a gecko.
Well, we did.
Or it'd be like, you know, Prince Charles saying, I'm going to die and come back as a virus.
Well, I wouldn't be.
And then all of a sudden there's Big C.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I didn't mean for that to go. I love Dee's comment. She's like, how do we go from porn to this? That's what's, I think, fun is, well, these conversations all lead into each other in one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? Like it's funny and it's gross and raunchy, and then it kind of gets into a serious topic. I think it's a serious topic.
Yeah.
But I just think that, like, for me, there's something to be said that, like, where countries where Christianity may not be as popular, there's huge movements of Christianity, right? And you could say that those people grew up Muslim or they grew up such and such, but yet Christianity has kind of taken over large swaths of these people. You know what I'm saying? And those are people that only know, you know, Muslim religion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there's definitely been like a movement to squash the Christianity movement here in the United States. I mean, like when you look at politicians that refuse to say happy or Merry Christmas, they say like Merry Xmas. And that's just a cherry picking example. But like you see the removal of Christ.
Yeah.
You see like you can pick on any other religion except for Christianity. Yeah. Or I mean, you can pick on Christianity except for any. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't pick on any other religion.
Exactly.
And
see, right.
And then there's what have we always said with the Trump with the Trump era? What have we always said? If the government tells you that it's bad or they're trying to squash it, then it's probably right and it's probably the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I get some comfort into it too, is going, why does the world want to squash Christianity? And it's probably because it's the right thing. Like in my opinion, it's the right thing. Now I'm not the one to disvalidate anybody's religion. Like I believe that I personally believe that if people live good lives and they're following at least that moral standpoint. I have a hard time believing God's going to just send people to hell that believe in Buddhism. I have a hard time with that, right? If they're good people and they're following something or living a good life, if they're just misguided or misunderstood, I just have a hard time with that. I know some people say, nope, burning in hell. I just struggle with that. I feel like God's going to go, hey, you were wrong. You were way wrong, bro. It's me.
Well, that's like, that's why like the Freemasons will accept anybody.
Yeah.
Like on their cube, their like ritual cube, they have like the Quran, the like Kabbalah. And then they have the Bible. So it's like, you can have, or it might've been the Torah, but it's like they have all three major Abrahamic religions and they go, as long as you just believe in God, we'll accept you.
Well, I mean, I hate that you're saying that, like, I'm like the cabal or some shit. Listen, I'm just saying like, I struggle to believe that like people that are trying to do the right thing and are working with, but I know that you can always find God in one way. Right. But I have a hard time with that. I just don't believe that, like, he's going to punish people that are good people, like really good people that are doing good
things.
I mean,
no one knows, dude. No one knows because there's two different gods. If you read the Bible in the first Testament, the Old Testament is like an eye for an eye. He will judge you. You know what I mean? So very, very harsh. He's a very critical God and he will push you to the edge. He, I mean, almost made, I forget who it was, but kill his son, right? The man was to the point where he was about to drive the knife through his son, his one and only son, and God stopped him. He goes, no, I was just wanted to test you. So grab that goat and sacrifice the goat or the ram instead. You know what I mean? So it's like, it might have been Abraham that did that. But so it's like when you go to Jesus in the New Testament, it's all about peace, love, and like passivity. And like, let's relax here. Let's not like get into any violent situations. It's very different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's hard to tell what God is and what he wants.
But why would God test you and to see if you would actually try to kill your own son in the first place?
So that's the point. I mean, I don't know. That seems kind of wicked, doesn't it?
It kind of seems counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley says, actually the same God, but he realized that we needed a savior. And see, that's the stuff that I'm not as like well-versed on the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? And I quite honestly, I was telling Chris, like I've been training this week at one of the stores in Northwest Houston. And the lady that was been training me was the sweetest fucking person ever, dude. I swear to God, she was a 65-year-old black woman. Very fucking awesome. Like I'm talking the sweetest, nicest, like everybody was like sweetheart, love, hugs, you know, she was amazing. But she had a Bible with her at all times, bro. And like at the desk, we had the reception desk where I was training on reception, and she had a Bible there, and she had this like, you know, she had this little picture frame that had like a Bible verse on it. She's like, every morning when I get in the car, I pray all the way to work to everybody that I know that I think needs prayers. And tough woman, bro. She had cancer 7 years ago. Her husband has cancer right now. And just the nicest human being. And I was telling Chris, I was actually joking, but not joking. I was being serious, but I grew up in Washington, right, Greg? You know, we all were in Washington and stuff. And to be honest, the diversity was not quite as much there. Okay. Like this, it just wasn't. And I haven't worked with a lot of African-American people in my past, a couple here and there. But I've worked with a lot and I've been loving it. They're so friendly and they're so nice. And I don't feel any of that weird thing that you see on
the news.
That's
offensive, Dave. Call them black. Okay.
Well, I mean, I've actually heard it.
Don't call me African American. I'm American.
Okay.
I'm a black American.
Regardless, when you hear on the news that like there's all this like tension and stuff, I haven't felt that at all. Right. And but I was telling Chris, I was like, I've never been like propped up more in my entire life than I was these past 3 days. Like this woman made me feel so good, like all the time. And like, she just was like always telling me how proud she was of me, how much she liked me. I was her rock. You know, she said that a couple of times. And, you know, if I had a question, I was learning something, and I had a question, I was like, hey, Miss Hazel, like, you know, how do I do this again? And she'd just look at me, and she'd be like, honey, you know what to do. You know what to do, honey. I got faith in you. You know what to do. Just do it. And I was like, yeah, I do know what to do. And I'd go over there, and I'd fucking do it, man. She just was like my cheerleader, bro. It was fucking awesome, dude. Mm. It was fucking awesome, man. But there she had go. That Bible, and she is far more religious than I am. And she just like seems so happy, bro.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing about religion. Like when you get around somebody who is very religious and who follows God, there's a lot of bad ones, man. I know people personally that are like fake follow, you know what I'm saying? Like for the cred, but that woman, I wish I could be as happy as she was. Seriously, for all the shit she's going through, and that there's something to that with religion. There is something to that where they feel a sense of community and pride. And they just feel like there's nothing that can scare them. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. You know, and I'm like, good for you, man. Like, I love it. I love it. You know, but some people just doom and gloom, you know? That's what it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that, doom and gloom.
And the fake ones.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder why they want to take religion away. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like with this whole quote unquote new world order.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, believing man can become a god with this AI and the transhumanism movement and whatnot. So it's one of those things where it's just like, you know, the Bible's here for a reason, but so are other religious books, you know, so we can't just like throw them away.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
What do you think, Chris? Are you going to start reading the Bible?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I've been more interested lately. I really have been more interested lately. I just haven't. And I just want to, you know, I just feel like, I want to see, like, when somebody's referencing something, I would like to know what the heck they're talking about. Mm. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's just a ton of interpretations, though. That's what you got
to kind of. But I'd love to know what my interpretation is. You know, I'd love to read it and just kind of go, like, this is what I think. and actually be able to stand on what I think. And I have a hard time because I don't know it all. You know, I don't know everything. But I don't know.
Yeah, I've never had an inkling to just sit and read it. Yeah. I've never read anything. So
yeah, Chris has never read
a book. I read a lot, but I don't sit and read books.
You've never read a book?
No.
That's what I'm saying. We talked about that because your wife loves reading
articles.
Never read a full book. Yeah. I read stuff online. I read fucking stuff about this kind. I want to know about this specific thing. Well, yeah. I read that, but I've never just sat and read a book.
I'm not a book guy either, man. I'm with you. Like, I've read books.
Dude, it's hard. It's hard when you don't have time. I mean, especially when you guys drive an hour. You know what I mean? Like that drive. Like, I don't have time to read books.
I like kids. I know people say like you get this vision in your head and you kind of like build this kind of thing in your head as you're reading. Yeah. But I just would rather see it on TV. The books are better.
Dude, audiobooks are a big deal. I mean, I would listen to a podcast so much more than I would just sit down and read a book.
That's what's harder for me because I don't even listen to a lot of podcasts just because something about a lot of people's voice drives me nuts.
They all can't sound like Joe Rogan, okay, Chris?
So like even if I was to start listening to like an audiobook, if that guy's voice doesn't sound the way I want it to sound, then I'm done.
Uh-oh.
You'll just turn it off.
Yeah, like if his like
I want a refund Audible.
I don't want to hear like a monotone dude reading a book.
Yeah.
I want to hear
emphasis on the words. Yeah, like excitement.
I don't know what it is exactly, but if your voice just doesn't hit me right, I'm turning you off.
Chapter one.
Yeah.
Like that's why I've started listening to like a lot of different podcasts and like I listened like 15 minutes into an episode. I'm just like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
I just need visual.
That's why I think like if they had like a book session or like some sort of like book club where they read the book and then had a conversation.
That's what your wife does.
You know?
Yeah.
Ash does that.
She has a book
club. She has a book club here.
Not here.
Oh, well.
It's at her work.
At her work. They do a book club, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that would be more interesting where like you read it and then the podcast is about that chapter and then they talk about like, what do you think they meant by this and this? And
I just feel like that's like class then. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm in school, you know, like, okay, we have to do an essay on this shit. Okay, great. Fucking great. You know,
well, no, it's just like you're listening to somebody's opinion on something. You know, it's not like you don't have to take note on any of it. You just listen to it and go, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Never thought about it that way.
I mean, if I was going to read a book, I just want to read it. And then be like, that was good, and move on to the next book, you know?
It'd be cool to listen to, like, an audiobook where, like, he had several people doing it.
Sure.
And, like, each person was a character in the book.
It's
and,
like a play.
They had their,
like an audio play.
Yeah, like, oh, this person's saying this, but it's a different voice representing that person.
Sure, that would be. But that gives you some, like, depth and some change.
I don't know if anybody actually does that.
Oh, I bet you they do. Yeah. I bet you they do. Like, at least in, like, the main characters, I bet you they do. Switching back.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yep.
Well, that was good,
like
man.
A Pixar movie, you know?
Yeah.
That was fun, man. That was fun. I enjoyed that. That was a wild conversation. I mean, that was a really big swing. You know, AI porn.
Well, I mean, you start diving into porn, you're going to need some Jesus afterwards.
Yeah, you got to get clean. That was
God's sign, dude. Like, get yourself on track here, boys.
You're going the wrong way, guys.
Yeah, quit talking about masturbating on beaches here.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, I fucking love you guys. I really do. Appreciate you all hanging out, chatting it up in the chat room. Greg's good seeing you as always, man.
Jersey. Love you guys.
Yes, man. Cheers to you all. Chris, cheers.
Till next time, everybody.
Take care.
Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.